The Guide to Your Ride podcast is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, hosted by their president, Chris Rink, and me, Rich Lupia, owner of UpstateSnow.com. Let's get ready to ride. It is Guide to Your Ride podcast time. It's Wednesday night, February 3rd, 2021, 9:12 p.m. And joining me on the Skype line, we have my usual partner in crime, Chris Rink, the president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, Chaz Albertson, president of the Saratoga Snowmobile Association, and joining us live from Let's Go Buffalo, Jason Larson from the Hamburg Snowmobile Club. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Rich. Hey, guys. How are you?
How's it going, boys?
It's going great. It's going great. The weather and the snow conditions, not quite perfect just yet, especially in Western New York, and I'll let Jason talk about that in just a little bit. But first, just to give a quick recap, obviously the cold and the snow has been good so far, a lot better than it has been most of this winter. We have a lot going on in the coming days. Winter storm watches have just been hoisted for Western New York and also for the Tug Hill and points north behind Friday's system. And yes, Friday is going to get above freezing. We may have a little bit of melting, a little bit of compacting, not a blowout thaw, not a blowtorch thaw. I know y'all are nervous about that. Trust me, it's going to be fine on Friday. Mostly snow, maybe a little bit of sleet or rain mixed in, but predominantly snow. And then the cold is coming in. The lake effect is coming in. So no worries about that. We'll start in Western New York with Jason Larson and the Hamburg Snowmobile Club. And tell me what you guys are doing and your strategy behind that.
Yeah, so obviously we haven't gotten the snow as out east has. So we're technically closing trails tomorrow morning at 12:01 a.m. Going to leave them closed for about 48 hours with the intentions of opening back up at 8 o'clock a.m. on Saturday. And the whole point of that is just to preserve the base that we have with the incoming snow. And it's also going to give our groomer operators some time to go out and do some trail maintenance and install a couple of culverts. So, you know, it's a step that we have to take, unfortunately, with Western New York at this time with the temperatures going up. But it also preserves the riding base for, you know, our riders and club members to enjoy on Saturday.
And Jason, one of the things that you're going to enjoy is the fact that Lake Erie is not frozen over yet. And normally at this time of year it is. So you guys are going to have the chance to get some additional bonus snow that normally does not come off the lake.
Yeah, correct. They got us anywhere in the city of Buffalo, about 6 inches in the southern tier here. Hamburg is actually at the end of the lake where most of the snow falls into. So they got it scheduled right now, last I saw, for 12 to 18 inches. So we're excited about that.
Awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. For some people that are not familiar with Western New York and who want to take a shot at riding in that lake effect snow and just explore some of the great trails out your way and into Western New York, for somebody who's a first-time rider or somebody that normally plays in Central New York or in the Capital Region or up in Tug Hill in the Adirondacks and that may want to head your way or have a few friends that way and say, hey, you know what, let's check it out. Where are some places, where are some clubs, some trails that you would recommend they go?
Yeah, the clubs in Western New York, we reach all the way down to the Erie, Pennsylvania line with Chautauqua. Coming in Hamburg, we're the gateway to the Western New York area. We have Boston right off to our east, Eden to our south, and Cherry Creek. Great guys down there. They do a phenomenal job. Probably some of the best trails in Western New York. I hate to say it, but they do. They give the best riding experience. So depending on where you want to go from Buffalo to us, you're probably 20 minutes from the city, Cherry Creek, 45 minutes, and down to Chautauqua, about an hour. So depending on where you want to travel, where you want to stay, hotels are relatively available. Restaurants are starting to open back up. Fuel stops are easy. The trail system out here is well marked. So for first-time riders, don't be scared about coming out to Western New York. Intersections are well marked. The NYSSA map is accepted by all the clubs out here. So depending on where you want to go, come on down. You can reach Western New York by the 219, the 400. It's a relatively easy spot to go to. And, you know, as you do, just reach out to other clubs if you want to experience some of their trails. Everybody's willing to let you know where to drop, where a good place to ride is, food stops. So, you know, don't be scared to come out here and enjoy the trails.
Jason, remind us, the best wings on your trails. Who has them?
Best wings on the trail. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble here. You know?
No pressure now.
No pressure. Huh. You know, it's hard. You know, and I hate to say it, but it's hard. I can't even tell you who has the best wings on the trail because restaurants just are opening back up. but, you know, we do have a restaurant on our trail called the East Eden Tavern. It's a great smokehouse. So if you're looking for something a little different outside the norm, they actually do a smoked wing along with other flavors. The food is great. It's right on the trail. Nice warm environment, good sponsor of ours. So, you know, that's an excellent place to go.
All right. I have to add it to the list.
Okay. And by the way, this is late breaking news. Despite what Governor Cuomo said about chicken wings not being food, we just have a new study in that says it's food, have it and enjoy. That's all you need to know. Anyway, yeah, political humor aside, let's head to the big man, my partner in crime, Chris Rink. Tug Hill, obviously golden, great trails, been getting great reports. The great news with you guys there is the fact that because a lot of other areas of the state now have rideable conditions, it's taken a lot of pressure off of you guys. Give me the latest information from the clubs there and what you guys are expecting coming into next weekend.
Happy to report that it just keeps getting better. As far as I know, and for all the guys that I keep in regular contact with, all the equipment is staying running this week. No clubs have any major breakdowns or major problems. Grooming schedule is pretty much constant. Almost every club is running every night just to keep up with the snow. Traffic has been relatively light because we can spread out across the state. People are enjoying southern tier and kind of central New York trails. People can been riding out west and definitely out east towards Chaz. So I would say that it's just going to keep getting better and better. Yesterday and last night, we picked up 12 inches at least of new snow. That's getting groomed in across the hill tonight. Almost every club is out. So I think the recipe is right for those 200, 250, and maybe even 300 mile days. So I would say take advantage of your southern access points. Check out some of the trails down in, Morrisville and, West Rome Riders and Lee Center and TC Riders down into Camden, even further south than that where you don't get to ride. Get down by Sullivan Beach and Oneida Lake. Support those clubs, support those restaurants that sometimes lose snow. Especially maybe could even lose snow in the next 3 to 4 weeks, and then you can come up and visit us again because we typically are going to hold on to it a little bit longer. So the plan is that, 100% grooming operations from now until Sunday again, and we'll see where we're at. I will tell you that traffic is down. The parking lots are not swelling like we typically see them. I think at Barrow's Performance, there was only a handful of trucks over the weekend. Same was true for Smith Road parking lot last weekend. So the people are riding to the area and riding out, not driving to the area. So that's really, really cool to see. So, and I think I want to propose a challenge to all of our listeners. I would love to hear if anybody can catch a 300-mile ride between now and the end of February.
Darren Haar is going to be challenge accepted. I can
tell
you that right
now. That's who I was thinking about.
I personally have never hit the 300 mile mark in a day. I hope to, and I just think the recipe is right. I know our boys from Turin the other day, they took about a 280 mile ride from the Turin High Market area out to Cranberry and Childworth and stuff like that, and then got back and had a wonderful time. And a comment that the Turin president, Chris Skipper, said to me earlier today, he's like, I fell in love with riding again, because as the three of us, and Rich, what you do is similar. We invest so much time and energy and effort into making sure that groomers are going, and sometimes dealing with politics of snowmobile clubs and making people happy and dealing with business owners. It's very easy to forget why we all started doing this. And then you have a day with friends or family where you can click off 200 unbelievable miles, and that's what brings it back. Let's hear those high mileage days. Tag us, comment, and we'll see who's out there doing what. But enjoy the snow, and everybody ride safe this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I turn it over to Chaz to get an update on Fulton, Montgomery, Saratoga, Washington, Warren counties, out towards eastern New York and towards the southern ring of the Adirondacks, I do have some reports coming in. A friend of mine down in Chenango County who grooms for the Docks Club, that's Delaware Otsego Chenango Snowmobile Club, he's out grooming tonight, just sent me some pictures. Flat as can be. Those trails obviously do not get as much traffic because that area of the state, unless if you have a lot of big general snows and nor'easters, they tend not to get as much lake effect. They are in great shape. So if you want to explore not just the Route 20 corridor, because obviously clubs like CMY Snow Travelers and Shasta in northern Chenango, southern Madison County, getting out towards the Onondaga County area, southern Onondaga County into Cortland County, into the clubs out that way. They usually have snow because they're closer to the lake and they're higher in elevation. You got a lot more valleys as you get farther south, say south of that Cortland to Norwich line towards Binghamton and out towards Oneonta. Those are some of the areas that can kind of be shadowed. And there's some great riding, C2, C6, even the southern sections of C7. All looking good right now, and you can put hundreds of miles on south of the thruway without even having to come anywhere near the general hotspots. I was waiting for a report to come in from Darren Haar, because I know he's out riding, putting on a mega miler right now, but I can tell you that from the Adirondack Chamber of Commerce, they are just going crazy over the trails. Excellent conditions, obviously bumpy in the high traffic areas and around town, and the lakes are good, lakes are holding, but obviously use caution, and bigger lakes like Sacandaga. Chaz, I'll let you speak to, Sacandaga, how to navigate that lake, because especially this weekend and beyond, you're probably going to have a lot more people trying to navigate that, and I know Sacandaga is a tricky reservoir to negotiate, but places like Oneida Lake, probably best just to stay off of, because we've had too many incidents over the years where snowmobilers get caught out there, ice fishermen get caught out there, and that's a problem. One last thing that I'll mention, several clubs, including Ilion Snowdrifters, their connection south out of Ilion, they have two landowners. It's the only landowners getting out of the Mohawk Valley heading south, having issues with people staying on the trail. We mentioned the issue with Carthage last week. I believe there's another issue with Adirondack Trail Blazers up towards Ticonderoga. People are having trouble staying on the trails. You gotta stay on the trails. It's it's not a right, it's a privilege, and you have to earn that privilege by taking good care of the landowners that let us have the trail system. Chaz, I'm going to turn it over to you and fire away with what's going on out in your neck of the state.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, and again, I appreciate you having me on. Lots happened since last Wednesday. Man, we have really had a lot happen here. Quick shout out. I wanted just to give a quick props to my old man's club, the Thousand Island Snowmobile Club up in Clayton, New York. They finally got to open their trails for the first time in 3 years.
Wow.
So big, look at that. Big shout out to those guys. Be safe up there. And again, ride right, ride safe. What's going on here? So last weekend, I got to do a 100-mile-plus ride. We rode all around Sacandaga, all around our trails. Everything was groomed up great. And much like Chris said, man, the traffic is low. We rode Saturday morning from one side of the trail system to the other and down to the lake and maybe past 8 sleds. That lake is good to ride. Right now, there's good snow coverage on it. One thing I will caution people is Sacandaga Lake has a lot of nice establishments to stop at. A lot of good food. One thing I will caution you, they are out of chicken wings. Strange, but true. They are out of chicken wings. quick story. Price went up. So all the establishments pretty much said, you know what, we're going to boycott wings and we're not going to buy them. So you couldn't get a chicken wing to be had last Saturday. So anyway, when you're riding that lake, guys, do not think you can just mash the throttle and run 100 miles an hour, because we saw more stumps, rocks, ice heaves, open water locations, running water in places that you wouldn't think there's running water. That is a dangerous lake. My only suggestion is go slow, ride in line, don't be a cowboy, don't let the beer muscles take over if you've had a beer. Please go slow on that lake. It sucks up a lot of sleds, and we've had some lives lost, unfortunately, on that lake. from people going too fast for the conditions. As far as our trails, we had a groomer down today. We had Robbie from JK Trucking was up. Big thanks to Johnny for sending Robbie up. Got it all welded and back together, and the boys are out in that tonight. Our piston bully was out all morning. The Gator was out. We've got the other machine on the lakeside going out tomorrow. So we'll be full speed ahead with grooming this weekend. I don't think that weather's going to hurt us too much. Our elevation is pretty high, and we got a pretty good snowpack right now. I talked to Galway. They're grooming. They're loving their new machine. They said, obviously, heed the signs, stay on the trail. Same with Charlton. They've got a trail closure down by the Sacandaga side. So just please follow the rules. You know, don't go through the landowners who've shut down the trail. I talked to the folks up in South Warren today. Trails are continuing to get better and better each time they groom. So, you know, most of us are going from good to great on all of our trails here. Check the websites, check the trail conditions on the Facebook posts, and see where to park. Anyone has any questions, obviously you can give me a shout on Facebook or whatever. And one last thing, what was that? They wanted to report. A lot of the restaurants are having issues with guys giving them a hard time with the COVID restrictions. It is what it is. If you're mad, call Cuomo. Don't yell at the restaurant owners. They're trying to do a good job. They're trying to stay open. Give them a break. Give the girls at the bar and the bartenders and waitresses a break, because it's not their fault that this is going on. I witnessed it myself on Sunday. I was at the tavern, my daughter and I having lunch. They had to turn people away. It is what it is. So just please, guys, have patience, call ahead, remember to pack a sandwich. But, COVID sucks. We'll get through it. But, please go easy on your establishments. And that was one of the big requests from all the local clubs. Please just, go easy on those folks. But otherwise, I guess the big report is, since last Wednesday, I posted that we were at Friday night. We were at 994 members. Chris texted me about 15 minutes later and said, hey, am I number 1,000? I looked. Unfortunately, Chris was number 999. And then about 5 minutes later, I looked on the NYSA website again. We hit 1,000 members on Friday night. So big thanks. Yes, big round of applause. Big thank you to all the members. I thank you, Rich and Chris, for your help in boosting our membership this year. Obviously, there's size and numbers, and gosh, it helps a lot. We thank our 1,000th member, and we're up to 1,025 already. That's and awesome. Growing. And so I can't thank you guys enough for helping boost our membership. And, with that equals better trails. Better trails equals more, newer groomers. Newer groomers equals better trails. It all comes back together.
Without a doubt,
so, man. Thank you.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Rich, I just want to, send a piece of education out to the listeners, as they're driving up hopefully this weekend or riding from their house or getting ready. As we're into good snow now across the state and kind of hitting mid-season conditions, a lot of the clubs are really full stride, and it's, evident across the state. But these clubs and the club presidents who manage the organizations and stuff like that, the rule of thumb is the more we groom and the better the trails are, isn't the more money we get. So we're all stuck with the same pot of money, whether we groom until, March 1st or March 30th. So as those people are out there enjoying their trails, kind of keep that in the back of your mind, that the more we run the groomers because the snow is so great and the traffic is wonderful and everything like that, it's also digging into the club's pockets. So we're spending more money on fuel and repairs and all those things that come along with it. So, I'm just going to say the message again. If you're having that awesome day, and you see a trail sign that says Hamburg Snowmobile Club or the Saratoga Snowmobile Association or the Lee Center Trail Busters or whoever it might be out there, try to join one club when you get home from a great ride. Join a new club, because that $24 goes so far for us. You're really helping out that continued grooming effort. So more grooming does not mean more money in our pockets, unfortunately.
Well said, Chris. That's really, really well said. Our grooming money that we get from the state is a set amount by mile per year. That's it. We've hit that before we even started grooming. We hit that grant requirement this year just with trail work, from putting bridges in, doing culverts and stuff like the guys are doing in Hamburg right now. And it's very important for people to realize we can't do this without your support. that's business sponsors, that's memberships, that's throwing some money in the tip jars at the bars and stuff like that. So, you know, join everywhere, join multiple clubs. Don't just join one. Do like Chris did, you know, call me up and say, hey, dude, I just joined your club. So, you know, support your guys, throw some money in the tip jar. If you can become a business sponsor, if you own a business, that's huge. We need that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a great sport and we all love it. And we're doing it for you folks.
Yeah. You know, we got a nice shout out by a member of ours and they hit the nail on the head. Even a landowner chimed in and said, you know, everybody's out enjoying the trails. They're enjoying the scenery, you know, getting out of the house. But the one landowner said that, you know, I saw that club out working on my property this summer, you know, in the spring. So great trails just don't happen between December 1st and March 31st. It's 365 days. We're rebuilding bridges, taking care of water holes, repairing culverts. So, you know, every dollar that you can put in a donation jar or help at a weenie roast or, you know, whatever you can do as an individual and a member definitely benefits the clubs and the trails. So, you know, donate to a club, join a club, be part of a club. That's, you know, just as important. If you can't donate time or money, donate your time. 5 hours can make a big difference on a trail system, and more volunteers are always needed and welcome.
Awesome. Awesome. Rich, what's the weather looking like, man? My weather.com app says it's all good. You agree?
Yes, sir. I do agree. The big thing that I'm concerned about right now is how the models have been really, really hard to pin down 7 to 10 days out. Now, does that mean that the cold blast that we're going to be getting next week is not going to happen? Now, I'm not saying that, but the devil is always in the details and the different things with the storm track, the, you know, the little things that can change things. I can tell you that how the models are looking tonight was not how they were looking 2-3 days ago. Is it still looking great for Lake Effect? Yes. Is it still going to be great conditions as we march towards President's Day weekend and Valentine's Day weekend, the weekend after this one coming up? Yes, it's still looking good, but it may be a little bit more up and down than we thought instead of just straight cold and straight Lake Effect snow. That's why the morning blog is important. I'm going to have a new morning blog out now that we've got the flags up for the counties downwind of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario behind Friday's system. I will go into detail now that the nor'easter is done and now that we've got more data and more high resolution data coming in. And by high resolution, this is why we wait until 3 days before we start putting out our forecast snowfall maps. And those snowfall forecast maps are mine. As a degreed meteorologist with over 20 years experience, that's what I put together. And, you know, sometimes we miss. Not all of them can be perfect, but generally we do pretty good. And that's why we have the good following. And also one thing is that I think attracts a lot of people to this, we celebrate snow. We celebrate winter. This is a great thing for families. This is a great thing for businesses. This is a great thing for friends to get together. You know, I understand there's a lot of people, probably the majority in upstate New York, that are like, yeah, winter. Oh gosh, more snow. Other parts of the country celebrate snow. They celebrate it in Colorado, Utah, in the Sierras of California. There are people all over the southeastern United States that want to come to the snow and drive out of their way to come to the snow. Ask some of the rental places. You get a lot of people from the Virginias, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Georgia, even Florida that just want to come up for the experience of what we have. So celebrate the snow, celebrate the winter, and most importantly, keep an eye on the forecast. It changes daily. Keep an eye on the club websites. Trail conditions change daily. There may be a trail closure. There may be a washout. And support those people that support the great sport. I know we send this message all the time. We beat this message like a dead horse sometimes, but we got to keep doing it because we're still having issues and we want to be great advocates for the sport. So Chris Rank, that is what I have. Any final words before we wrap up this podcast, sir?
No, fellas, have a great weekend. Hopefully we ride safe, you know.
All right. Chaz Albertson, President, Saratoga Snowmobile Association. Any last words from you, sir?
Ride right, ride safe, and ride sober.
Absolutely. And Jason Larson, President of the Hamburg Snowmobile Club. Any last words from the Buff?
Yeah, you know, get your families out. You know, we were up riding up in Old Forge this weekend, and it was great to see the amount of families that were out snowmobiling. Like we said, winter's awesome. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Get your family out. This is an awesome sport to enjoy with your family. And just remember, you know, always stay right. But remember, not all riders out there are experienced. We do have some new riders out there. So be cautious of them. And for us, pray for snow. We love Lake Effect, and it's coming.
That's awesome.
Excellent, excellent. Gentlemen, thank you so much for another great Guide to Your Ride podcast here on UpstateSnow.com. We'll see you on the trails. Keep the snow dance going. See you later. Thanks for listening to the Guide to Your Ride podcast. Heard each week during snowmobile season from December to March here on UpstateSnow.com. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for their support.